Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Woo! For a lot of you, it's already Thursday morning. I actually don't acknowledge morning until we're into our final hour. Then I feel like it's safe to talk about the morning. Wherever you are in the upper Midwest, in many parts of the country, the Northeast, goodness, all along the Atlantic seaboard, even down into Texas and parts of the Southeast too, been crazy weather, a humongous storm that's kind of worked its way from Southwest up toward Northeast, but so wide that it's creating issues all over the country over the last couple of days. So I hope that you're staying safe, whether it's snow or rain, crazy winds, tornado potential. All of that is a lot to deal with, I know. So we're glad to keep you company when you need it. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. We are seeing both of our pages blow up with your famous duos. Now, here's the deal. It's a Final Four category, so you need to give us four. Final Four famous duos. This is on the heels of Final Four ice cream flavors. And I got to tell you the truth, I'm still not sure about the other two categories that we'll get to on our next couple shows. But this one is going to be hard to top because you're blowing it up. Kat on Twitter, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, Sylvester and Tweety, Moe and Curly, Bert and Ernie. By the way, the number of ways that I've seen people spell Bert so far this morning is fantastic. Brownie points if you get the spelling correct. Brian, Riggs and Murdaugh, Lois and Clark, Starsky and Hutch, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one.
That is a good one. I like the odd couple ones. Tom says, good morning. Thanks to the transfer portal, only one blue blood returns to the Final Four. Eggs and Bacon is joined by Cinderella's Woody and Buzz. That's Toy Story, right?
Correct.
I like that one. Andy and Barney. And after being lost forever, Skipper and Gilligan return to the dance.
That's good, too.
That's really good.
Who's Andy and Barney, though?
Andy and Barney. Is that Barney's owner? Barney?
The dinosaur?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's on his own.
Oh, he's autonomous?
He's independent.
He filed for his independence. Actually, don't know Andy and Barney. Maybe that's an old TV show that we've not heard of. Jay, judging by the number of entertainment answers we're getting, I kind of feel like we might need to use an entertainment category for one of the others.
I think so, too.
Because we're getting a lot of them from the world of TV and movie, but like, a lot of TV references.
Like TV shows, mm-hmm, as a category, yeah.
Well, that makes sense because one of my Final Four famous duos, and I can't reveal them all at once, but one of my Final Four famous duos, say that five times really fast, is Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. Scooby and Shaggy. Now, there need to be some Scooby snacks in there as well, but that would make it a threesome. So for now, it's just going to be Shaggy and Scooby, my favorite
classic
cartoon of all time. All right, so keep your responses coming again on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, and then also on our Facebook page. I can't even keep up. Facebook is nearly at 100 responses already, and the post has only been up for an hour. You guys are nuts. I thought you needed to sleep or something. You know, they tell me that no one listens to this show because it's in the middle of the night. People say, oh, you only host the overnights. It's because you suck. They put you on the overnights. I still hear that every now and then. It's kind of fun. No, it's really, it cracks me up when people respond to me on social and they'll say something about how nobody listens. You work when everyone else is sleeping. Oh, well, then what are you doing?
Excuse me.
855-212-4227. We are mixing in some sports, I suppose. How about this? In the NBA, there's one team that has got the major target on its back.
Under out of bounds, and safe into Porzingis. Pump fake on Kemrich Williams, turns, rises into the contact, and is in the follow away. Eight footer is good. Every shot he's wanted, he has gotten tonight. Porzingis now 10 of 13. He's got 25 points in 23 minutes. Yet he spins, exposes the ball, and Derek White strips him. Celtics running, lob, Porzingis, two hand slam. Good night. Thanks for coming. They did not have an answer for Porzingis all night. 27 points in 27 minutes, and the Celtics lead by 23. Jaylen, offensive end, hounded by Kemrich Williams, spins on him, gets to the elbow, zips it down low to Holiday for the easy layup. It's a 28-point game. Mark Daigneault calls timeout, but he might as well turn his king over right now and surrender.
That's the voice of Sean Grandy along with Cedric Maxwell on the Celtics Radio Network. I was texting with Sean earlier during the game because he and Max, they go back and forth, and they said something that made me crack up.
Somebody's going to get my tickets on Sunday.
That's not it. But I'll just briefly tell you what it was because it was so funny. Sean was listing all of the really accomplished all-star caliber players named Jaylen in the NBA. And he said you could put together an all-star roster with Jaylen's, right? So he's listing Jaylen's, and apparently Max wasn't listening or just misunderstood him and said, I'll take Jason Tatum. And there's this pause. There's this pause from Sean. No doubt. And I know these two personally. Sean's a good friend. But I can imagine the face he made. Sean goes, he's a Jason. He's not eligible. Not a Jaylen.
His name is Jason Taylor.
Right, something like that. Anyway, on the Celtics Radio Network, 60 wins. They have clinched not only the top record in the Eastern Conference, which means home court advantage, but also best record in the NBA. I suppose that's nice. I think the home court is probably the best of that trio.
Celebrating is as much as bring it in, shake everyone's hand and say, you know, don't take it for granted. And yeah, we celebrated it. I think it's important to not take it for granted. I think it's important to have the gratitude for that. It's very hard to do. You know, we may never be in this position again, so you don't want to take it for granted. So yeah, we definitely talked about it as a team, talked about it before the game, trying to treat this game as like the clincher so that to kind of put that on ourselves to be able to do that. I think it was important for us to simulate that. And, you know, it's just a testament to the guys. And so we should enjoy it tonight and we wake up tomorrow. You know, nobody cares. So just gonna get back to work.
It's an honor. It's a blessing to be on a 60-win team. It's a lot of hard work that went into that, especially after, you know, coming up short last season, you know, responding and coming back and not skipping any steps. So I think we're on track. 60 wins. When the playoffs start, it's back to square one.
Jaylen Brown. He's got a lot to make up for. He always mentions their disappointment the last few years, and I think in large part because he carries that with him. Specifically last season, in a couple of their big games, he ends up with just more turnovers than positive plays. So the Celtics are at 60 wins and counting, but here's the question. And I know they beat the Thunder by 35 or some such nonsense. This is without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but where is the sense of urgency and that intensity right now? That's the part that makes me nervous about teams that are so far out in front that they're not getting pushed. I said that to you about the Dodgers the last couple seasons. I said the same thing about the Boston Bruins last year, and they were out in the first round. Teams that aren't living on that edge for the couple months leading into their playoff run, sometimes it can be hard to recapture that. When you're so far out in front, you can't even see the person behind you. We always tend to operate with more sense of urgency when we're being chased and when someone's hot on our heels. Now, these are veterans. A lot of them, they're champions. Well, some of them. But they're certainly all-stars. You've got a group of guys that certainly most of them remember the disappointment. So, okay. Can they flip that proverbial switch? It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. OKC has already clinched a playoff spot, one of the top seeds in the West, though. I think the Timberwolves moved back into the number one spot by virtue of this loss with OKC. Meanwhile, you've got all kinds of other issues for teams in the East. Who's going to battle Boston? That's the question. It doesn't appear to be Milwaukee. That's not the case. And without Joel Embiid, I'm not sure it was the Sixers even with Joel Embiid, but without a Joel Embiid who's back in a rhythm, I know he returned last night, that could be trouble. I'm trying to think of teams that could maybe get two wins, three wins in a longer series. Now, it's always different in the playoffs, and the Miami Heat are dangerous because of how they play, because they're not intimidated, because they do not give a crap how many wins you have or how many you're supposed to have. They are making their opponents look ugly, and so it generally works. They certainly have had the Celtics' number. But I don't know. The Celtics, as long as they can stay professional, stay locked in, work the problem, so to speak, they're going to be a tough out. Coming up this weekend, of course, we've got the Final Four in both men's and women's hoop. And we had told you that the women's game between Iowa and LSU had brought in record ad sales, but also record number of viewers. Most viewers ever for a women's basketball game in which they actually track this kind of thing. 12.3 on average, which means it was higher during different points of the game. We had had Lisa Bluter here on the show on Selection Sunday night. It was awesome. She said in order for women's basketball to capitalize on this groundswell of popularity, they need to be on TV more often. And she was chirping that same thing, recognizing that the more you show the women's game to a national audience, the more they're going to care.
I mean, it's just has exploded, women's basketball, women's sports. I mean, I go back to, you know, Nebraska volleyball having 90,000 people to watch their match in the football stadium, or our team having 56,000 in the crossover in Kinnick. It is a different time for women's athletics, and it's the best time to be a female athlete.
I love that. It doesn't mean the ones who didn't play on TV don't matter because they were part of this process to get here. Speaking of the ones that came before, really neat that the Iowa locker room was surprised. Actually, it was a meeting room, not a locker room, but surprised by Sabrina Ionescu. So this was kind of fun. It was on the Twitter account of Iowa Women's Basketball. And she shows up, kind of comes in the door as they make this big display of announcing her. She comes in the door to their meeting room. The reaction from the Hawkeyes is terrific. And then she speaks to the team and talks to them about, in essence, trying to capture this moment.
Enjoy what you guys have done so far. Enjoy where you're at. It's a lot bigger than yourselves, and I think you guys are seeing that from what you guys have been able to do in the last couple years here, but how it's just changed sport and how it's changed the lives of so many people in your guys' area, but also just around the world. Enjoy playing for one another. You're never going to get another room like this. There's never going to be another team that you guys are going to be on that feels like this. Mm-hmm. Be proud of how you guys have represented yourself, represented your team, and what you've done for everyone, not just Iowa basketball.
Hmm. It's not just inside the sport that people are talking. And Sabrina went to Oregon. They had Kobe Bryant's support before he passed away. They had a couple of deep runs in the tournament. She was kind of the predecessor to Caitlin Clark in terms of the attention that she was getting as the sharpshooter. And then, of course, has the shootout at the All-Star weekend with Steph Curry. But when you've got even LeBron following a win as the Lakers are trying to secure their spot in the playoffs, you've got LeBron pointing out that there are some incredible women that we're seeing on TV in college that, and he's a father of a daughter, right? Much younger, but the father of a daughter, that you've got these women rising to the challenge and delivering on their national TV audience. That's pretty cool.
They play the right way. But the men do too. They're, I don't think there's, you know, much difference between the men and women game when it comes to college basketball. I think the popularity comes in is the icons that they have in the women's game. You know, you look at, you know, Angel Reese, you look at, you know, Juju, you look at Caitlin Clark, you look at Paige, you look at the young girl that's in Iowa State, the freshman there, you look at Brink, I believe her last name is, at Stanford. And that's just to name a few. The freshman that's at Notre Dame, because they are not allowed to go to the NBA, I think they have to stay all 4 years, correct? 3 years? Okay. But anyways, you're able to build, you know, like a real, like, iconic legacy out of program. And that's what we all love about it. You know, that's what we all love, and we love the girls' game because of that that moment. You actually get to see those girls. That's what make the Final Four and Elite Eight so great.
So LeBron mentions a couple of different players there. Cameron Brink, yes, from Stanford. She actually just won the Defensive Player of the Year award with the Cardinal. And then he mentions the freshman at Notre Dame, who's Hannah Hidalgo. Definitely pay attention to her moving forward. Like Juju Watkins, incredible first season in women's college basketball. So we'll get to a little more of this as we cruise toward Friday. But I thought that was cool that LeBron is answering a question and clearly has knowledge of some of these stars in the women's game. Now, speaking of Angel Reese, we were waiting for her decision about her future. Would she remain at LSU with Kim Mulkey, or would she move on to the pros?
Hey, y'all. So today is a really, 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 really big day for me. So basically, long story short, I'm not going to post this video until after my last game at LSU, but sadly, I have decided that I am not coming back to LSU next year, and I am going to declare for the WNBA draft. It was obviously a hard decision for me to make, but it's best for me, my career, my family. So be happy for me or don't. I don't care. Anyway, to announce that I'm not coming back next year, y'all know the Bayou Barbie got to do it big. And to announce that I'm not coming back, I am going to be in Vogue. Not Teen Vogue. I've been in Teen Vogue before. Been there, done that. Not European Vogue. Not American Vogue. Front cover Vogue.
How about that? I don't know if I saw the cover photo, but I did see a couple of photos from the Vogue shoot. It's pretty incredible. I mean, she's beautiful. She's got great hair. She's obviously long and tall and an incredible athlete. So she's in good shape. Yeah, really neat for her to have this. I'm going to call this unique. One-of-a-kind way to announce that she is declaring for the WNBA draft. And so to Vogue magazine, she gives kind of this exclusive, I suppose, although TikTok had it too, because that's where you hear her video. But if you go to the Vogue Twitter account, there are a few of the photos there. Good for her. She was a national champion. She's got nearly three, she may have more than 3 million followers on Insta now, but leading into that game against Iowa, she had 2.7 million followers on Instagram. That's incredible for a women's basketball player. Good for Angel Reese. That's awesome. Who are your Final Four famous duos? Is anybody going to go as recent as Kim Mulkey and Angel Reese? Or Lisa Bluter and Caitlin Clark? Or Paige Beckers and Gino Auriemma, who had a fun exchange at the most recent, would you call it? I guess it was a Zoom call for Gino in advance of the Final Four. I didn't even know it was Paige. we'll explain that a little bit later on the show. And also, we're going to get back to your calls here, 855 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then on our Facebook page, too, your final four famous duos. Man, it's going to be tough to top this category because you guys are crushing it. John on Twitter, Wiley E. Coyote and Roadrunner. Peaches and Cream. Simon and Garfunkel. Biscuits and Gravy. Stop it with the food. That is unfair. It's a low blow. Oh, no. Here's Ron. Gin and Tonic. Rye and Ginger. Rum and Coke. Me and You.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
That's creepy.
Well, the first three may be the reason for the last one.
I think they go together. Yeah.
All right. Twitter, Facebook, we're looking for your final four famous duos. And you all are clearly locked in.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Ew. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Amy, what's going on, girl? Here you are, a woman holding her own in a still male-dominated profession. You're really holding your own.
Hi, Amy.
What up?
I like to think of you as my sister from another mister.
Ray is listening in Toronto.
First off, I just want to say I'm a huge fan. I listen to you all the time. And
thank you.
You've got a lot of fans up here north of the border. You're doing a great job down there.
Can I get a boom, baby?
Boom, baby!
Thank you so much. You're adorable. You make my nights wonderful. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, Lou, you rock the show.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
People are so mad at us. Well, some of you aren't mad at us. Some of you are just annoyed or you're laughing at us that we did not know the name of the Andy Griffith Show. I've heard of Andy Griffith, and I guess I remember that he had a show, but this was not really my era, my generation. And if it wasn't mine, then it definitely wasn't Jay's. Anyway, he obviously was a very famous actor and comedian and television producer, so I know Andy Griffith, and I'm sorry I couldn't pull the reference. It's not my department, you know? It's... Also couldn't tell you one character and Leave It to Beaver, though I've heard of that show
Beaver.
Before. These days, that would be politically incorrect. We're not allowed to use that. Anyway, Our category is Final Four famous duos. We're letting you get outside the box with sports. You have to acknowledge there will be some that we just don't know. Sorry. Some of the older musical references, I don't know either. Some of the older, some of the older names we just don't recognize. I guess that's a blind spot that we have. But you know what? I can tell you every duo on Star Wars. Bring it. Let's go. we've seen a bunch, actually, Jay, but the majority of them have been Luke and Leia, obviously twins, brother and sister, or Han and Chewie, or Han and Leia. One that I've only seen in one place, though, that I absolutely love. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Oh, of course.
Yes. And it's the height of their relationship in the Clone Wars, which is so good.
The best.
Yeah. It really rekindled my love for Star Wars and opened up a whole new galaxy in the universe when I was able to watch Clone Wars. And now I'm making the Hubs go back and watch it with me. Actually, he really enjoys it.
I want to watch it again.
Jay just...
I'm upset that I finished it.
Yeah, recent. Me too. I was so mad when
I'm
it was
crushed.
Over.
I'm like, no, I need more.
So mad. Do you know there's a fifth grader in my Sunday morning class at church? And he is obsessed with anything Star Wars. It's so great. So I purposely drop in lightsaber or Jedi references. Nice. And every single time he's very shy. Huge smile on his face every time I do it. So I'm always asking him, did you watch the latest episode of blah, blah, blah? So funny. Nice. Yeah.
How about Han and Lando?
Yes, I've actually seen that. That's also a good one. Yeah. Han and Lando is a good one. Theirs goes back to the movie Solo, of course, which is when they met. And the whole flap over... the Millennium Falcon, which could be another one, right? It could be another one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Dave is listening in Kitchener, Ontario. Who are your final four famous duos?
My final four famous duos are Superman and Lois.
Nice.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Aw.
That's for the older crowd.
Well, yeah, but there was a movie about them just recently on Amazon Prime, which I actually really liked.
Oh, I didn't like it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Nicole Kidman, but I thought she was great.
Number two is Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one winning duo of the Final Four is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
I do know that reference, but I completely forgot what show. What is that?
That's Newhart.
Newhart. Okay. This is my brother, Daryl, my other brother, Daryl. I only know that because my stepfather used to, I don't know if he would either watch the show and I heard it or because the two of them were so dorky looking. It was that mm-hmm. I do know that, but I couldn't have pulled that show out. Awesome.
And Archie and Edith were on All in the Family.
Yes, people yelled at us about All in the Family and the Andy Griffith Show. The thing is, pop culture, as much as I like to pride myself on working in references, it's really not my department. But thank you, Dave.
Not a problem.
Have a great night. We appreciate you listening in Ontario. 855-212-4227. John is in Iowa. It might be the most popular place in the United States right now. John, welcome to After Hours.
Hello there.
Hello.
I got Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Nice.
How about Raggedy Ann and Andy?
Oh, haven't seen that anywhere else.
Sonny and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, see, I said that one earlier. I love Brooks and Dunn. I was bummed out when they stopped making music together. They were terrific.
And then I got Mutt and Jeff.
Mutt and Jeff. Is that from a TV show?
Yep.
Which one?
That's what it's called, Mutt and Jeff.
Oh, it's called Mutt and Jeff. Oh, sorry. What was it about? Don't say Mutt and Jeff. Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer. Yes. All right. Well, I appreciate it, John.
All right, do some research on that one.
Okay. Oh, maybe. I don't know. That sounded ominous.
It's old.
It's Jay. Don't insult our listeners.
It's from the 30s.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's a century old. Thank you, John, in Iowa. But there's no way he knows about Mutt and Jeff in the 30s.
I don't know. Maybe his parents.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Jeff is listening in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to After Hours. Who are your final four famous duos?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
My final four is because you love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburgs and hot dogs is my number four.
So not hamburgs and buns, not hamburgs and cheese, not hamburgs and pickles. You're going hamburger and hot dog.
Hamburgs and hot dogs.
All right.
Number three, beef stew and dumplings.
Ooh. Now that is one I never would have thought of. I like it.
Number two.
I love food.
Turkey and stuffing.
That's a great one. That's a great
and
one.
And the number one winner of the tournament,
mm-hmm.
everybody in the world talks about the chicken and the egg. What came first?
That's awesome. Very creative, Jeff. That's terrific.
You have a great night, and I love your show.
Thank you. Good to talk to you in Massachusetts. I don't know if you're getting snow or not. Be safe. Let's see a few of them on our Facebook page, because I've been leaning Twitter tonight. David says Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, Hawkeye and McIntyre. Is that MASH? MASH is Hawkeye, right?
I've never watched MASH, honestly.
Well, yeah, I didn't either, but again, stepfather watched these things. Bugs and Daffy. Huh. Were they a duo, or were they just iconic cartoon characters?
They were rivals, I suppose.
Were they?
Yeah.
Huh. Are you Team Bugs or Team Daffy?
I would probably lean Team Bugs.
Yeah, me too. He seemed a little smarter.
Right, I'd rather be on his side. Daffy's funny, don't get me wrong. Yeah,
yeah. Suffer and succotash. Was that him?
I think that was the cat.
Oh, shoot. Who was the... What Daffy came... Google some Daffy noises, will you please? Dale on Facebook, Cheech and Chong, Batman and Robin, Laurel and Hardy. Oh, and my favorite, Lady and the Tramp. My brother and I loved that movie when we were kids. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Thomas goes with Ricky Bobby and Cal Naughton Jr. Shake and Bake. And then Megamind and Minion. I like Minions. I know I broke my rule there. It has to be your final four duos, your final four famous duos. Jim, Hammer and Nail, Thunder and Lightning, Ruth and Gehrig, Ollie and Frasier. It's really interesting the story you can tell about people based on their answers, right? Final four ice cream flavors doesn't really give you much about the era. It might give you a clue about where someone's from, if it's a particular type of ice cream or a particular brand that's local. But these really give you an idea of what people love. They give you a picture into their soul. In many cases, either their era or, as you point out, a parent's generation. Let's see. Andy goes with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. Oh, I was tempted. I was tempted to go the two of them. I love those movies, Fast and Furious with the two of them together. Bo and Luke Duke, uh-huh. I was allowed to watch that when I got a little older. My mom wouldn't let me watch it initially. But once I did watch it, I was obsessed with walking around. I would borrow my mom's high heels and walk around in shorts and high heels. It's not a good idea for a kid.
That's probably why she didn't let you watch it.
Exactly. Dexter Morgan and Hannah McKay. I like that one too. And then this one is Tom Brady and Randy Moss. Interesting. So not Tom Brady and Wes Welker, not Brady and Belichick, not Brady and Gronk, but Brady and Moss. They did set a record.
They didn't even win, though, right? They didn't win a Super Bowl together.
I don't think so. I don't think
Lost
Randy
Moss.
Also
the Giants. I know that.
I think Randy Moss is a Super Bowl winner.
No.
Mm. All right. So these are some good ones on our Facebook page. Bonnie goes with Bonnie and Clyde. Of course she does. Kidding. Peanut butter and jelly. Jack and Jill. No one mentioned Jack and Jill. And then Mary and Joseph. Ah. It's a Bible reference. I like it. Reggie, PB&J, sausage and biscuits, hot wings and ranch, producer Jay and broccoli. And then he puts JK and fills in chips and salsa. Don't believe it for a second because Jay ate none of the broccoli. None. David on Facebook, Regis and Kathy Lee, Millie Vanilli. Jay, do you know Millie Vanilli?
I do.
You know they were fake, right? They were lip syncing the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they were two different peeps, and they were lip syncing. They were stealing music.
I tried.
Craig and Smokey. Haha. And then SpongeBob and Patrick. People love SpongeBob. Let's see. One more with Roger. Starsky and Hutch. Steak and Eggs. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Peter Parker and Mary Jane. Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. That's Kiss. Yes. Okay. At least
I
got that
one. There's two other ones. There's Freely. And I don't know the other guy's name, but.
Yeah. Maybe they're the most famous. One more. Kevin on Facebook. Smith and Wesson. Also politically incorrect, you know. And now I'm politically incorrect for laughing at the creativity. Max and Caroline. Harry and Sally. That's a good one. Cagney and Lacey. Good, good, good. These are fun. So your final four famous duos, or we could say your final four fabulous duos, your final four fantastic duos. These are some good ones. I'll just let you have a peek at my final four bracket. My number four seed is Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. My number three seed is Tiger and Phil. What would Phil Mickelson be without Tiger Woods? And what would Tiger Woods have ever been without Phil Mickelson? And now that golf is missing them, it's a completely different world. Though, they've got plans. Some of the biggest names in golf have got plans about how to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, look for one of the other famous duos in a GIF. That's how you know, final four famous duos. And then also our Facebook page, you're crushing it at this hour. If you're waking up on your Thursday, happy almost Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update.
I'm gifted. I'm just slopping over with talent.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
I swear that I can see him spitting in my mind right now.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I would say that my reaction was surprised. Just like I'm sure a lot of the players were taken back by it, what had happened. And so quickly and without any input or any kind of information about it, and it was just thrown out there. And I was very surprised that the process was what it was.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Final four famous duos. Mine includes Tiger and Phil. I know many of you have come up with other rivals over the course of the last however many decades of sports fandom. Bird and Magic being a great one. I love it. And there are others that have been mentioned. I actually think that you could go Tom Brady and Belichick or Brady and Gronk or Brady and Wes Welker. I've seen some of you go Brady and Manning, which I love. That's a good one. Interestingly enough, no one's going Peyton and Eli. They are killing it in their post-football entertainment careers. Or how come no one's going Katie and Kyrie? That really bothers me. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm not doing that one.
You're not doing that one. So you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Jay's retweeting, or he's trying to keep up with all your different Final Four famous duos. And then also on our Facebook page, we're getting blasted. We're well over 100 already, and the post has only been up there an hour and a half. It's awesome. So good for you, 855-212-4227. I have Tiger and Phil. I do not have Liv in the PGA because that's been a total disaster. I still believe that the merger proposal is an utter sham. I do not believe that it's legit. I don't think Jay Monahan and the PGA ever intended it to be legit. Maybe they thought they could get Liv to shut down and those golfers that have bolted to Liv would return. But they're not planning on merging. Now, what they really want to do is get their competition wiped out and along the way pick up some extra money. It's a cash grab. And it was about getting the lawsuits dropped and getting the extra infusion of revenue. Fine, you got that. But the issue, according to the golfers, and you heard Tiger Woods say that the whole thing was a major surprise, they're still in the dark. And now you've got golfers looking around and recognizing that not only is the tour fractured, but the game is fractured. The game is broken. And interest is starting to wane. Rory McIlroy is among those who's pointing out that the game of golf can't continue like this because it's going to collapse.
I know this isn't the be-all, end-all, but, I mean, if you look at the TV ratings of the PGA Tour on the, you know, this year, you know, they're down 20% across the board. It's a fifth. That's big. I would say the numbers on Liv aren't great either in terms of the people tuning in. I just think with the fighting and everything that's went on over the past couple of years, people are just getting really fatigued of it. And I think it's turning people off men's professional golf. And that's not a good thing for anyone. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the four major championships do. I mean, or even the three, because put Augusta aside, I think that's sort of a, you know, that sort of lives in its own world. But it'll be really interesting to see how the major championship numbers fare compared to the other bigger events, because there's an argument to be made if the numbers are better and you've got all the best players in the world playing, then there's an argument to say, okay, we need to get this thing back together.
So he points to TV ratings, and he does admit that that's not the only way that you measure the popularity of golf. But he says the TV ratings of the PGA Tour, they're down 20% across the board. Now, Rory was speaking at the side of the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio. He said that's down a fifth. That's big. And he's not the only one who's pointing that out, that fan interest appears to be waning. And he, I think, smartly pulls the Masters out of the equation because it's the aberration. Everyone watches the Masters. Well, everyone. Even casual fans watch the Masters. It's like casual fans watch the Final Four. And there's a combination of things happening here, like Liv has pulled away some of the top golfers in the world by paying them big time money. Okay, that's their prerogative. 13 of them, though, including 7 past Masters champions, will compete at Augusta National. So you have that. They're likely to be part of the majors, but you're not seeing them on a regular basis. I can speak firsthand to the incredible popularity. It's an obsession with Phil Mickelson. Even without Tiger Woods, Phil on tour, extremely popular. Without those two, there was a void anyway, and no one has really stepped into that void because you have constant turnover among the winners, and then you have some of the top players in the world that just don't have the personalities that are charismatic, and it's not a knock on them. They're golfers. They're not expected to be comedians, right? But Tiger and Phil transcended the sport. Scottie Scheffler does not do that. Again, not a knock on Scotty. He's phenomenal, but he's not a personality as much. You poll 10 people on the street in a major city, maybe 2 of them know who Scottie Scheffler is, but they could all tell you who Tiger and Phil are for the most part. Rory goes on to say, we need to get the band back together.
If the numbers aren't as good, it's an argument to still say we need to put everyone back together because people are losing interest in the game, even if they don't want to tune into the four major championships. Like that to me is not, that's where I said like things need a correction and things are unsustainable, because you know, I'm close with NBC and the people that, you know, really care about these things and the people that tune in to watch golf, and 20% is a pretty jarring number this year.
Every time I get asked a question like this, I say the same thing. I think there's room for both. It's as simple as that. And I think we have the opportunity to end up with an even better product for the spectators and the fans of the game. You know, a little bit more variety doesn't really hurt anybody. So I think properly done, we can end up with a much better product that can take golf to the next level worldwide. And I'm hoping that's what ends up happening.
All right, that's John Rahm. But what say you, Phil Mickelson?
One of the challenging things about golf that we don't talk about is that pretty much everybody here, we all watch football. We enjoy watching the NFL, but we don't play it. Like, I don't play football. I don't go tackle, you know, on the weekend. And nobody here does, but we all watch it. And golf, you know, a lot of our viewers, almost all, a huge percentage of them, they all play golf. And how do we get golf to the people that don't play golf? Like, that's one of the challenges that is quietly being addressed with ideas and so forth. And I think that there's going to be some things that will appeal in the end to people that don't necessarily play.
It's a good point by Phil Mickelson. Notice what he doesn't include in that answer. Hey, we need to merge back together again. Hey, we need the PGA and LIV to be buddy-buddy. Nah, he's not down with that. He hates the PGA Tour. And he was ostracized for it, and now he's pretty happy with LIV. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.